This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
More and more you see it in the corporate dying dinosaur media. You're told don't ask questions, don't research, don't read the fine print. Just trust us. Anytime you hear that, it's a cult leader. It's somebody trying to abuse you, somebody trying to hurt you. In some cases, somebody trying to rob you or kill you. Remember, there was a New York Times article a few weeks ago saying that critical thinking is a bad thing. You shouldn't do too much thinking. It's infectious. It's bad. Shouldn't read the vaccine inserts. You shouldn't look into Bill Gates. You should just trust what you're told by the New York Times. Well, Tracy Edwards, the president of the Long Island NAACP in New York, Infowars.com has the article, has come out and said, don't read the insert, don't ask questions, just get it in your arm, a Joe Biden talking point, and you too can be an undead zombie. Here she is.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
The infusion. Oh, like the Clintons that for over a decade as governor and governess falsified the reports on the prisons and let them sell HIV and hepatitis positive blood to the entire world and to Bayer Pharmaceutical to put it in their Factor VIII blood product that gave over 2 million people hemophilia. Hemophiliacs, HIV, and hepatitis A, B, and C? You mean that? And there she is with Cuomo, the monster behind her, in this mask cult, saying, I'm not asking, I'm putting it in me. You too can be like Marvelous Marvin Hagler. You too can be like all the other people, Hank Aaron and others that are dying. And then they get caught all over the world. Not just here doing fake inoculations. Here, let's play that one more time as criminal investigations are launched in Italy after so many deaths. Here's this lady telling you, don't ask, don't look. I mean, imagine listening to this. Don't you even ask a question. And there's a bunch of white dudes with a black lady. They're puppeting. Here, get up there and tell them, I'm not asking, I'm not reading nothing. I'm just taking it. Because don't read the fine print. Imagine you're there to buy a car. Oh, don't look at the fine print. Just I'm gonna give me that check. But I'm not gonna. No, oh, you want to see the contract? I'm sorry, you can't see that. Why are you a conspiracy? No, no, no. Here, let's hear from that one more time.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion.
Oh.
I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
That's right. You don't ask questions. We're not going to let you fly or have a job if you don't do it in the future. And, well, right here, top scientist says it'll kill you. Here's another one. NPR admits it'll make you breed and create deadly viruses inside your body. See, the fine print's telling you, but it's not on national TV. Oh, top cancer research institute says it gives you cancer. Oh, my gosh, look at this article right here. It goes on. Oh, I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not reading it. I'm saying put it in my arm right. I'm not asking what's loaded in the revolver. I'm not asking if it's got bullets in it. Just I'm sticking it to my head, and I'm pulling the trigger. Here, let's hear it one more time.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I'm not looking up all of the ingredients in the infusion. I am sticking out my arm, and I am taking the infusion.
And I bet if you had a penis, you'd stick it in a garbage disposal, or in a wood chipper, or maybe in a light socket. Excuse me, but man. But that's who the NAACP is, put in by the globalists 100 years ago to control black people, period, and make sure they abort your babies. Because I've been around, I protested a lot at abortion clinics, even before I got on air. And it'd always be some black woman or old black man walking up going, nobody wants these black babies. You don't get rid of these black people. They'd always get in like a brand new Mercedes and drive off. They're the ones that oversee, like Renfield, slaves. I'm not asking that you get in there and you take that shot and you roll over and die like a heron. Woo, baby!
High noon. Black rolling.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Interviewed some children that were in facilities. The children described sleeping on the floor, being hungry, not being accepting the sun for days. How is that acceptable for the Biden administration to keep children in those sorts of conditions, given the fact that he said you were an administration that was going to be more humane than the previous one?
Well, let me first say this is heartbreaking. It's a very emotional issue for a lot of people, and it's very difficult and challenging. And obviously, these CBP facilities are not made for kids. So one of the reasons, or a driving reason, why the president has pushed to take all of the actions that I outlined earlier when Phil asked the question is because we want to expedite getting these kids out of these CBP facilities as quickly as possible. And that's our goal and our objective, and into shelters as quickly as possible, then into sponsored homes while their cases are being considered and adjudicated. We are trying to work through what was a dismantled and unprepared system because of the role of the last administration. It's going to take some time, but we are very clear-eyed about what the problems are and very focused on putting forward solutions.
That's enough. So these are the people, ladies and gentlemen, that told all the illegals to come up here, tripled their number, 360%+ increase in fentanyl. A lot of these are kidnapped kids. The Senate report admits a lot of them get put in sex slavery. They're giving them to smugglers, and it all exploded under Biden, and now they're blaming Trump. It's just absolutely insane. The people are showing up in Biden T-shirts. You've seen the videos with hundreds of people wearing these shirts, thousands pouring across. It is totally insane. And they're saying climate change is causing it, but it was the COVID lockdowns that when they interview people say, we have no food, we're dying. We have to come here because of the COVID lockdowns. And they run right into the arms of Biden and the globalists that did it. So I'm not even against these poor starving people, but this is going to bring us down too. And it was the COVID lockdowns I told you a year ago would trigger a giant migrant flow, and now they admit that. All right, Paul Joseph Watson was a little late getting back to his studio in London. He's getting there, getting set up. We're going to go to him in just a moment and hand the baton as he takes over the rest of this hour ahead of the war room at 3 p.m. Central in about 52 minutes. But first, please don't forget we're listener supported. I want to thank you all for your support. Plus, we've got great products you already need. You only have until Thursday morning, and store-wide free shipping has to end. And all those big sales on all those items have to end. We're selling the privacy pockets at the lowest price ever at over 50% off. So I want everybody to get them. And that has free shipping. The X2, the X3, the down-and-out sleep liquid formulas, the Supermel Vitality, the Knockout Sleep Support, Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultra 12, Vitamin B12 under the tongue. That's all 40 to 50% off with free shipping. Has to end on Thursday morning, except for what's been sold out for 3 months back in stock. Rainforest Plus, our great nootropic, so popular, 50% off with free shipping. That will be our new sale. It's on sale now and will be extended because we got a lot of that great product in. But I tell you, folks, you got to stock up now because DNA Force Plus, we ordered it back in September. And we normally get it in 2 months. We still don't have it because of the breakdown of supply chain, and it's our flagship product. So, again, that's why it's so hard to get these products in. It's why we get limited amounts in. It's why stuff sells out so fast, and it's you supporting us. We're bringing enough money to stay on air right now, but just barely. So I want to thank you all for what you've done. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can also support my dad's company, Dr. Jones Naturals, online, and that also is a sponsor and funds us as well. Okay, Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Please stay with us.
From the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Welcome back to the Summit News Now. Well, we are live. We're going to get into the top story up on Summit News right now, which is about Spotify crossing the Rubicon into yet another form of censorship with flashbacks of socialist realism, which was when under the Soviet regime, only works of art that pleased and didn't offend Joseph Stalin and the Soviet regime would be allowed to exist, would not be blacklisted, would be funded. We see this in Hollywood. We see it in mass culture in general. And now we see it with song lyrics on Spotify, where they're literally banning song lyrics and deleting entire tracks from playlists from major artists because of, quote, misinformation in the song lyrics pertaining to COVID-19. They're that petrified about anyone having any divergent view from the technocratic elites that the level of censorship is now down to literal song lyrics by popular artists. We're going to get into that a little bit later on in the show. First, though, over the past week, we've had yet another tragic incident being exploited for a new moral panic, for a whole raft of new laws that will do nothing to target the actual problem being raised by these activists and will only seek and succeed if they get through in quashing more free speech. Headline up on Summit News, Pubstasi planned for undercover cops to patrol bars and clubs blasted. Now, I remember in the early to mid-2000s, there was actually, under the Tony Blair government in the United Kingdom, discussion, plans being made to have undercover cops literally sit in restaurants and bars to listen out for racist hate speech and then arrest people for their private conversations in restaurants and pubs. Of course, last week we had the passage of a hate crime bill in Scotland, which includes in its provisions, they failed to get it shot down, the fact that hate crimes can be prosecuted if they arise from private dinner table conversations inside people's private homes. So this is not even anything that happens in public, anything that happens on the internet, anything that happens on the street. It's literally in private homes. Well, now there's an undercover police officer plan to patrol bars and clubs in the UK to identify potential, quote, predatory and suspicious offenders. And this is off the back of, as I said, the tragic murder, the abduction and murder of a 33-year-old woman called Sarah Everard, who went missing in Clapham, London, which is about 10 minutes that way from where I live. She was tragically abducted, murdered, it turned out, by a Metropolitan Police officer. She walked home at 9:30 p.m., from Clapham to her home in Brixton after having visited a friend. That is not really a safe place to be walking for anyone, male or female, at 9:10 p.m. at night. We have stabbings in London literally 5 minutes away from where I live. Mainly BAME on BAME. The stats show it's 75% black or ethnic minority people stabbing each other. That happens on a regular basis. It happens every weekend in massive numbers. Nobody gives a damn. One woman was tragically murdered, and now we have this massive moral panic over street harassment, misogyny, and the targeting of women. Now, what these feminists won't campaign for, and by the way, they've been out protesting yesterday in Parliament Square, the government has hastily reacted to these protests by passing laws that do nothing to solve the problem and just target free speech. But none of the feminists, none of the special interest Soros groups, the Black Lives Matter groups that have hijacked this protest, have for one single second raised a solution that could actually help women protect themselves against violent predators on the streets, and that is to allow them to be armed. Not even with firearms, because even if you bring up that debate in the United Kingdom, you're shot down like an extremist. But in the United Kingdom, women and people in general are criminalized from being able to engage in self-defense. It's illegal in the United Kingdom to carry pepper spray, and yet we have criminals carrying firearms, carrying knives. We have mass uncontrolled immigration from extremely dangerous areas of the world, people coming into London, and their level of violence is so much higher than the gangs that already exist in London, that those gangs are having to one-up them, so the violence gets worse and worse and worse. But amongst all this, while the feminists screech for ACAB, and they screech for hate crime laws that ban misogyny, as if rapists, predators, murderers care about speech on the internet, they're going to attack women anyway, but there's no call to allow women to defend themselves, and that gets to the heart of it. We're going to get into it more after the break. Summit.news.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you can consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans and data. Points and fees may apply. Cover cost information and conditions. Deposit letter. License in all 50 states. NLS Consumer Access. Number 330.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So we have yet another moral panic in the United Kingdom based off of one tragic incident, which was the murder, the abduction and the murder of this 33-year-old woman. The initial debate after she was abducted and it turned out sadly killed was that women should be able to walk the streets of major dangerous cities late at night without being stalked, without being harassed, without being abducted, without being murdered. And yes, obviously that's the case. Of course, anyone should be able to walk the streets late at night without that happening to them. The fact is, we don't live in a utopia. We don't live in the utopia created in the minds of leftists, where they think the biggest threat to them, the biggest threat to their personal safety, is mean words on the internet, where they literally say that words are now violence, that opposing their arguments, that having a different opinion and bringing it to them in a forthright way is a form of harassment, which is the victimhood narrative that feminists now universally embrace. In their minds, they've created that utopia. The fact is, in the real world, it works very differently. I've made a number of videos now about not just young women, but couples, men and women, who go abroad, who have this utopian vision of how the world should work in their heads. They think the biggest threat to their personal safety is mean words on the internet or the rise of fascism and Donald Trump. And then they actually go to dangerous areas of the world, and tragically, in many cases, women are raped, women are killed. They travel alone. They literally read left-wing blogs on the internet saying it's safe for women to travel alone in, for example, hinterland, remote areas of mountainous Morocco. That's happened with the two Scandinavian hikers. And, of course, tragically, they're raped, they're beheaded by literal ISIS terrorists. And then you look back into their social media history, which I did, and people can try and frame this as gloating or trying to push your political agenda based off of tragedy of somebody being raped and murdered. No, we're literally trying to prevent that happening by simply pointing out that the world is a dangerous place, which is the title of the video I made a few days ago, and that people should be wary and have danger situational awareness about their surroundings. In fact, there have been several academic studies conducted, which I talked about in some of these videos, where conservatives have a way more heightened sense of situational danger awareness than leftists, than liberals, because leftists and liberals, again, have been brainwashed that cultural relativism exists and that all cultures are equal. No, if you go to a tourist area of Venice, if you go to a beach in Florida, that's very different from hiking through remote regions of Morocco where literal ISIS terrorists exist and prosper. And in fact, there was a famous couple that went cycling in Tajikistan. And in fact, the New York Times did a profile piece about them. They ended up being, again, literally mown down on the street and killed by ISIS members. Then we looked back at their blogs, and they were traveling across the world. They were traveling through all these dangerous, untrammeled, uncharted territories for a couple of vegan liberals from San Francisco on their bikes. And if you read their blogs, they were absolutely shocked that people were being mean to them and that people weren't as welcoming as they were taught by the leftist mantra that tells them all cultures are equal and that they will be respected so long as they respect other people. Doesn't work like that in the real world. And this is the focal point. This is the nub of the situation we have with this debate in London in the UK right now, to the point where a lot of these special interest groups have hijacked the genuine concerns of women feeling unsafe on the streets. And let's be honest, it is a genuine concern. It does happen. Attractive women get harassed, get stalked, get followed home on the streets of major cities in the Western world. Now, that happens across the board, but you will notice that this kind of outrage that we've seen after this tragic death of 33-year-old Sarah Everard was completely absent in the United Kingdom when we had massive grooming gang scandals where, for example, in one town alone in Rotherham, near Sheffield, where I used to live, 1,400 girls were abducted and sold into sex slavery. And the local council, the local police force, refused to properly investigate it because they feared they would be called racist, because the people doing the grooming were almost entirely Muslim men. You saw no hashtags, you saw no vigils, you saw no petitions to the government, you saw no people lying down playing dead in the middle of Parliament Square after those grooming scandals came out. Not just in Rotherham, by the way. Rochdale, Telford, Huddersfield, Oxford, literally 24 different towns, the exact same process took place. And there were even some horror stories about fathers who had found out that their young daughters had been trapped, had been sold into sex slavery, literally showing up at the houses of these groomers, these Muslim men, and then the police turned up and arrested the fathers. There was absolutely, in comparison to this, zero outrage, despite the fact that in total, thousands of young girls were sold, trafficked into sex slavery, abused, their lives ruined forever. Yet we get one murder by somebody who is part of the Metropolitan Police, and because he's white, that gives them free rein to exploit it for all their other agendas. Which, again, is not to say that women don't get stalked, followed, harassed, catcalled on the street. Basically, every semi-attractive female that I've ever spoken to has told me the same thing. They get followed, they get harassed, and that kind of behavior is completely unacceptable. But there's a difference between a builder wolf-whistling a woman and somebody abducting, kidnapping, and murdering a woman. There needs to be a line drawn between those two kind of behaviors. Not that one is acceptable, but there's a difference. There's a nuance there. But these activists really don't understand what the word nuance means. So now we have these bills in Parliament, and now we have this plan by the government where they're literally going to, and this has already been green-lighted, by the way, it's not even up for discussion, because it was a knee-jerk reaction, where they're going to put undercover police officers in bars and clubs in the UK to watch people's behaviour and to listen to their conversations and to try and figure out, in a kind of pre-crime minority report sense, if they're likely to be predatory individuals and if they're likely to harass women. Meanwhile, literally nobody is calling to give women the power to defend themselves against predators. They're trying to pass a hate crime law which makes misogyny a hate crime, which of course they're going to apply to the internet, they're going to apply to free speech. Newsflash, rapists and murderers who literally abduct and kill women off the streets of major cities don't give a damn if you pass a hate speech law saying that they can't be mean to a woman on the internet. And yet that's the upshot of this. They're talking about more CCTV surveillance covering the streets. And again, zero campaigning on behalf of these feminists as to actually giving women the power to defend themselves. A woman caught carrying pepper spray, anyone caught carrying pepper spray in the UK, despite the fact that they may have a very good reason for doing so, if they feel they're in danger, they will get hit with the same legal penalties that they would get hit for carrying a shotgun in the United Kingdom. Of course, criminals don't care about those. They'll carry any weapons. We'll be back. Summit.news, don't go away.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we've brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, talk about blasting off of sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
The other aspect of this story that I've been talking about, this hysterical moral panic after the tragic murder of this woman, is of course the fact that we had anti-lockdown protesters in London and indeed across the United Kingdom getting thrown to the ground, getting whacked with batons, getting arrested and thrown in prison, getting hit with £10,000 fines for almost the past year, and nobody gave a damn. It was only when these feminists, and by the way, I support their right to protest, it was only when these feminists got arrested, in a couple of cases got thrown to the ground, got manhandled, did this blow up in the media. We had an entire summer of Black Lives Matter protesters running roughshod through London, doing whatever the hell they wanted to, attacking police officers, desecrating war memorials. Nobody gave a damn about COVID. Nobody gave a damn about social distancing. Nobody gave a damn about, oh, these are super spreader events. The only instances in which that narrative was applied was when anti-lockdown protesters were out on the streets of London. That was terrible. That was awful. They were killing Granny. They were selfish. Meanwhile, the cops were literally bowing to Black Lives Matter protesters while manhandling anti-lockdown protesters. The moment they do it to a couple of women up on Clapham Common, then it's absolute bedlam and it's apocalypse and we need laws. We need Stasi in pubs and restaurants and clubs. We need hate speech laws which ban misogyny on the internet, which at this point, misogyny basically means disagreeing with a woman on Twitter. They claim it's harassment. So this only exploded after this one incident and after these special interest groups got their claws into these feminist protests in response to the tragic death of this woman. By the way, they were chanting ACAB. They were chanting no justice, no peace, classic Black Lives Matter slogans. In fact, many of them had Black Lives Matter placards at a protest for the protection of women. What has that got to do with Black Lives Matter? It's been hijacked once again, yet we went an entire year of anti-lockdown protesters being treated in the exact same way that these female protesters were treated upon Clapham Common. Nobody gave a damn. There was no moral panic. There was no mass media coverage. They deserved it because they were killing Granny. Oh, but these people, because they have a different opinion and a certain cause, well, then it's fine. Complete double standard again, because it's different special interest groups involved. And in fact, Nigel Farage gave his commentary on that. We're going to go to that now. I'll come back and finish up with this story. But here is Nigel Farage on the tragic death of this individual and the moral panic that followed. Let's go to the clip.
We're all rightly shocked and saddened by the abduction and murder of young Sarah Everard. We really are. I'm particularly surprised, I think, that the person that has been, and we mustn't prejudge this, but the person that has been arrested and charged is actually a member of one of the elite groups from the Metropolitan Police. And it has touched a chord. Note Kate turning up quietly, discreetly, at Clapham Common yesterday and laying a couple of bunches of daffodils. What a contrast she is as a duchess to the other duchess that spoke to us last Sunday. But we're not just talking about abduction and murder. We're now beginning to talk more broadly about women being safe on the streets and in particular about the behaviour and attitudes of men. And that is why we saw the vigil taking place on Clapham Common. And the big row now is about the way in which it was policed. Several arrests and the police appearing to get quite heavy-handed. Indeed, Sadiq Khan demanding an inquiry. The Home Secretary, Priti Patel, demanding an inquiry as to how this was policed. Now, I do understand that because this is the very same police force who took the knee last year to BLM protesters who went on to desecrate some of our national monuments. And there does appear to be an inconsistency here. But there's a parallel with the BLM uprising last year following the murder, the death of George Floyd, and it's one that I think we need to talk about. Following that BLM uprising, we've now had month after month of white people being told they are guilty. Those of us that are white, we have white privilege, and some of this nonsense is being taught in our schools. It isn't healing any racial divides. All it's actually doing is dividing black and white people and hugely counterproductive. And there is a danger that in the debate about this abduction and murder and more broadly how safe women are on the streets, all of which is a valid debate, there's a danger we go way too far in our criticism of men and broaden this out from bad people to men as a group. Just see this from Baroness Jenny Jones in the House of Lords.
I would argue that at the next opportunity for any bill that's appropriate, I might actually put in an amendment to create a curfew for men on the streets after 6 p.m, which I feel would make women a lot safer, and discrimination of all kinds would be lessened.
Now, was she being altogether serious? Was she being provocative? Why, you might ask, are people like this even in the House of Lords at all? So perhaps we don't take that too seriously. But what about this? The First Minister of Wales, Mark Drakeford, being pressed by the BBC on whether he could contemplate in Wales putting that curfew in place for all men. Here he is.
Some people have said sometimes that there should be a curfew on men for a period of time. Is that something that you would consider?
It wouldn't be on the top of the list of things that we would consider, because it would be, at the very best, a temporary intervention.
But you would, I'm sorry, to be clear, you say you wouldn't, it's not the top of your list. I can only take it from that you could not rule out that being a potentially something that you would do.
If there were a crisis and you needed to take dramatic action that allowed that crisis to be drawn down, then of course you'd be prepared to consider all measures that would make a difference.
Yes, that's right. The First Minister of Wales, if there was a crisis, if there was a scare, something akin to the Yorkshire Ripper 40 years ago, or perhaps the Ipswich murderer who was on the run just a few years back, he would be prepared to bring into place a curfew for all men. Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, now telling us that men need to be educated better, and that misogyny must become a crime, so I can feel another hate crime, speech crime, thought crime, perhaps coming down the track. And all of this is in danger of alienating men and saying that men as a group are dangerous. That's rather like saying teenagers are dangerous because they might be carrying a knife, they might stab you. Or saying Muslims are dangerous because they're all going to be jihadi terrorists. Well, it's not true in the case of teenagers, it's not true in the case of Muslims, and it certainly isn't true in the case of all men. Yes, there are some who behave terribly, but we need to get a sense of perspective on this before we start rushing to legislation and teaching kids at school that it's wrong to be male, because that, I fear, is where this debate is beginning to go. There are some bringing the voice of balance and reason to it. This is what Davina McCall had to say. And that's right, and that's sensible. We must not allow the tragic abduction and murder of this young woman to turn into something that would be to demonise men. We've just gone too far with all of this woke nonsense.
There's Nigel Farage with his commentary on this issue, and of course, the main point of this is that people have suddenly just realised, apparently in the UK, that we've lost the right to protest, and yet many of the same people, the same leftists who support BLM, who support Extinction Rebellion, for example, were the same people who vehemently, if you look at the polls, supported this lockdown and still vehemently support it to this day, even though at the very start of that legislatively, that was the excuse they used to ban protests. But now when they're actually enforcing it against protests that they endorse, only now is it a problem. An incredible double standard. We'll be right back. Summit.news. Final segment coming up. Don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
So we see this stunning irony of leftists vehemently supporting these very lockdown policies which entrench power within government and with censorship of criticism of lockdown, criticism of the vaccine, which entrench power within giant transnational corporations, suddenly realizing that has a negative knock-on effect. They've suddenly realized that they've lost the right to protest, and that's why we saw the scenes on Clapham Common just a couple of nights ago with these feminists being manhandled. And they're pretending as if that's a new thing that's just suddenly appeared. Now, you supported that from the very beginning. The Conservative government in the UK passed those laws where they literally banned the right to protest in the name of stopping super spreader events, in the name of social distancing, in the name of preventing the spread of the pandemic. You have a Labour Party, a so-called liberal opposition party in the United Kingdom, that again has vehemently supported and even called for more draconian censorship, more draconian banning of protests. And then you look at the polls in the UK, and it's 80%+ of people, predominantly leftists, who supported that from the start. But now suddenly they're shocked that their protests are being banned. But only if their protests are being banned does it become a problem when they literally signed on from it from the very beginning. And this is now expressing itself in terms of censorship with art. We now have Spotify, and the headline is Spotify now censoring song lyrics that contain misinformation, literally deleting tracks by major artists from their platform that criticise lockdown, that question the vaccine, and in this case it's Ian Brown, who was probably one of the biggest front men in the United Kingdom throughout the 80s and the 90s with the Stone Roses, now of course with his solo career. In a flashback to how art that offended the Soviet regime was blacklisted, streaming giant Spotify is now censoring song lyrics that contain, quote, misinformation. What is misinformation? Anything that offends the technocratic elites, the scientific dictatorship. Ian Brown revealed that Spotify had deleted his anti-lockdown song Little Seed Big Tree, which was originally released last September. He tweeted a couple of days ago, quote, Spotify stream the streams and censor artists like they have with my last song. Took it down, just put it down the memory hole. Free expression as revolution. And if you read the song lyrics to this track, he's basically talking about lockdowns. He's talking about mandatory vaccines. And again, Brown has been a vehement voice against lockdown and mandatory vaccines since basically the start, since a year ago when it first came into effect. In fact, he said numerous times that he will refuse to perform at music venues that mandate proof of COVID-19 vaccination as a condition of entry. And that started off with him trending on Twitter and being bashed by many of these same people who are now suddenly so shocked that they've lost the right to protest. Many of them criticized Ian Brown for his anti-lockdown stance. And in fact, Spotify put out a statement after they deleted his track. They said Spotify prohibits content on the platform which promotes dangerous, false, deceptive, or misleading content about COVID-19. So they're literally banning art which contradicts the narrative of the technocratic elite. It's not just political opinions. It's not just their narrow definition of hate speech, which is basically criticism of anyone who they can identify as a minority group. Now it's literally art. It's literally music. Now, if you go back in history, we've seen this before. And as I write in the article, it's a continuation of enforcing a monoculture of thought by ensuring any form of art that carries a message which offends technocratic elites is blacklisted. Because if you go back to the Soviet Empire under old Uncle Joe, art wasn't allowed to be publicly displayed, it wasn't allowed to be state-funded unless it carried the same political message as the Soviet regime, as the Soviet elite. It was called socialist realism. It was the prescribed style of idealized art. This meant that every sculpture, statue, and painting had to conform to an established aesthetic in order to, quote, educate citizens on how to be the perfect Soviets, in order to entrench loyalty to the Communist Party and advance a utopian image of Soviet society. The purpose of socialist realism was to limit popular culture to a specific, highly regulated faction of emotional expression that promoted Soviet ideals. So again, it's about only incentivizing art, music that can be created, that can even become public and accessible to the general public by carrying a woke, diverse social justice message. And as an artist, people know that if it doesn't have a kind of tokenism that gives a nod to that, even if it's not genuinely meant, it's never going to get exposed to the public. And as an artist, as a musician, they're going to fail because they're not towing the party line. And it was literally the party line back in Soviet days. Now it's the party line of the hashtag diversity, woke, technocratic elite. And in fact, I wrote an article, I think it was last year. In fact, it's here, headline, new purity test tool to scan Hollywood scripts for diversity bias. Major Hollywood studios are set to use a new tool that scans movie and TV scripts and flags up any examples where diversity is not portrayed positively in a chilling new development that has echoes of Soviet realism. So again, we saw, for example, with the Brits. They came out publicly and said, oh, the Brit nominations, the British Film Awards, is majority non-white. It's majority ethnic minority. Even though the population of the United Kingdom at last count was 86% white, so if you truly wanted a meritocratic, equality-driven representation of artists in the form of those nominations, they wouldn't be majority BAME, they wouldn't be ethnic minority. This isn't equality. This is racist discrimination. But again, this is why these artists never speak out in the first place. This is why these artists, these musicians, these film directors, these actors and actresses can't even remain neutral on a political subject without being chased by the pitchfork mob, the woke cancel culture mob. So they've done it for Hollywood scripts. They've done it for art. You're not going to get your art in an art gallery now unless it has some kind of tokenist nod to political correctness, diversity, social justice. And now Spotify is doing it with song titles. They're now literally deleting songs which offend the sensitivities of the technocratic elite when it comes to the vaccine program and when it comes to social distancing, when it comes to the COVID-19 lockdowns. And on that subject, we have another headline here. Professor warns post-corona society is a national obedience contest. This is a Norwegian psychology professor called Charlotte Reed, who warns that our post-corona society has turned into a national obedience contest that will have a devastating effect on mental health for years to come. You know, everyone's really concerned about mental health. We've seen this phenomenon over the past 5-6 years where people say, oh, there's such a big stigma around mental health. The reason why it's getting worse is because we're not talking about it. And yet it seems the more we talk about it, the worse it gets. And that's why you get many people who go to university and they want to identify as being mentally ill because they think it makes them unique. When in fact, if you look at Stoicism, if you look at the classic example of the British stiff upper lip, we live in a society that is now emotionally incontinent, where we're supposed to be vulnerable, harassed, under constant attack for having our opinions challenged. To the point now where, for example, in Kew Gardens, and this is another headline, Kew Gardens to tell visitors how racist its plants are. Yeah, this is an actual story. This is not The Onion. Kew Gardens in London is to change labels on its plants and flowers in order to inform visitors on how racist they are. So now we're so precious, we're so ashamed of our culture, of our heritage, that they're now telling people that sugar canes were a result of slavery and that we now have to label this. We now have to genuflect. We now have to bow our heads in shame. All these plants are going to be labeled as racist, despite the fact that the Brits were literally the first people in the modern world to ban slavery. Slavery still exists in numerous countries across the world, throughout India, throughout the Middle East. Many of those countries, in fact, the vast majority, are non-white countries. That's the problem in terms of modern-day slavery. But no, the solution, apparently, is to label sugarcane plants racist. That's really going to solve it. The good news is that the actual culture that's being pushed in replacement of actual authentic culture, like Ian Brown and his anti-lockdown song, which has now been banned on Spotify, is being rejected in greater and greater numbers. Headline out of Information Liberation, Grammy ratings hit record low, viewership crashes over 50% from last year. You have Cardi B and all these other degenerate artists training young girls to twerk, training them to become basically prostitutes. That's being rejected. But Ian Brown's song, which is anti-lockdown, that has to be deleted. That's going to wrap it.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.